Abstract number two, liberal or conservative oxygen therapy for acute respiratory distress syndrome. You thought we were going to go down a political space, but we're not. This is by Barrett et al. It's in the New England Journal of Medicine. This paper is about the oxygen wars. So over the past several years, we've seen the anti-oxygen special interests publishing a lot in the medical literature, and we've covered several papers that basically demonstrate more conservative approaches to oxygen delivery is generally better, provided that the O2 sat never gets real low. This has been shown for a number of conditions, including like neonatal resuscitations, myocardial infarctions, and other things. In 2016, an important ICU trial came out. It was called the Oxygen ICU trial, and I think we covered it on Paper Chase. This study showed that patients in the ICU with ARDS did better if they had a conservative oxygen management strategy compared to controls that had, you know, a usual care kind of thing. In that trial, the conservative approach was to have the O2 set to 94%, roughly, compared with the liberal group or the usual care group, which set the oxygen to, you know, what ICU people like, 100%, 97 to 100%. The net treatment effect was 20% ICU mortality versus 12% ICU mortality, favoring the conservative approach. So this strategy has become quite popular in sort of titrating down oxygen to tolerate maybe, you know, a little bit less or, you know, a little bit more hypoxemia, I guess is how you'd say it, has started to catch fire. This particular trial is called the liberal oxygen versus conservative oxygen in ARDS trial, which they shortened to the LOCO trial.
They did.
They call it the LOCO trial. That's a real thing. God love them. You know, wonderful job, guys. I think it was done in, where was this done? I think this might have been done in France, so they probably don't know how funny that is because that's not how you say crazy in French. In this trial, they do two important things. First, they try to replicate the findings from the oxygen ICU trial, right? But two, they extend what conservative and liberal mean, right? So they basically lower sort of both targets, the conservative target from sort of 94 to 96 all the way down to 90 to 92. And the liberal is brought down to sort of that 96% range. So this was conducted in 13 ICUs in France, and it was not funded by the Anaerobe Society of America or the Anti-Ox Lobby. It was publicly funded. It's an open label study of people intubated for ARDS for at least 12 hours. And ARDS in this case is basically anybody who was intubated for a pulmonary problem that was not CHF or obvious volume overload. So you got pneumonia, you have respiratory failure, that was ARDS, basically in their definition. The main exclusions were cardiac arrest or brain injury that provoked the respiratory failure. That was sort of the main thing. So again, they were randomly assigned to the liberal ox group with a target PaO2 of 90 to 105, so a SAT of greater than or equal to 96, or the conservative group, which had a PaO2 of 55 to 70, or a SAT from 88 to 92%. And that was for 7 days, the first 7 days post-intubation. And just for the record, you had to be on the ventilator for at least 12 hours before they started this. So this is not like, you know, the minute you intubate somebody, like in the ED, feel free to like put them on 100% FiO2 until the dust settles a little bit and then start to think about
titrating. But that is an important point because I do think a lot of these papers are similar, right? Mm-hmm. They're sort of talking about the prolonged ICU management, and you know, we talk about them a lot in the ED because we are very concerned with doing good ventilator management. But most of these things are meant to be done by somebody else upstairs in a more controlled
environment. I wasn't going to mention it, but in the oxygen ICU one, the one that sort of launched all of this, they didn't do it until 3 days.
Yeah, I remember
after.
That.
And they were 3 days after they were in ARDS. Now, this one's only 12 hours, so it actually could start to relate to emergency care, I guess. But the other one that sort of was the proof of concept was literally 3 days after ARDS they were randomized. So yes, this is not really emergency management. I don't want to lose sight of that. Put them on 100% FiO2, get that SAT up, get your diagnostics, figure out what's going on. And then once everything's calm, start to carefully dial back. But we'll go how far to dial back in just a moment. So the primary outcome was death at 28 days, and they had a ton of secondary outcomes like death at 90 days, vent-free days, etc. 205 patients were randomized across France, and they were very balanced after randomization. Because it's open label, it's really important to make sure that the two groups actually got different treatments, you know, because they could have just done whatever they wanted because the doctors weren't blinded or anything like that. And in fact, they did. The group that was assigned to the liberal oxygen had average FiO2s of 60-70%, And the group that got the conservative had FiO2s that were more like 35 to 45%, and the SATs were in the target range. What'd they find? 34% mortality in the conservative group, 26% mortality in the liberal group. Aha. Now, the confidence interval there crosses one, but by 90 days, the mortality difference was significantly higher in the conservative group, 44%, versus the liberal group, 30%. Mesenteric ischemia occurred in 5 patients in the conservative group and none in the liberal group, and that was enough. The Data Safety Monitoring Board threw in the towel, stopped the trial, says it's too dangerous, we're killing people, stop with this highly conservative oxygen approach. So this is pretty interesting, right? This is contrary to so what does it mean? I'm not exactly sure what all this means. It definitely tempers the enthusiasm for like really conservative oxygen management. The authors point out that the problem may well be that trying to keep the SAT right at 90 to 92 is just difficult, and you accidentally have more severe hypoxemic episodes where it dips into the, you know, 80s for a while before you figure it all out. So they say that undershooting might be the issue that makes it dangerous. And if you could really titrate it to 90 to 92, that'd be fine. But the problem is, if they couldn't do it in a trial setting, it's very unlikely that you'll be able to manage it that tightly and that safely in sort of the wild. I don't think this invalidates the previous work suggesting a little more conservative is better. It just means that targeting 90% is probably too conservative and very hard to manage. And reality is probably targeting more like that 94%, like the oxygen ICU is probably the sweet spot. But it also just highlights how unstable things are when we're, you know, shifting paradigms, and initial enthusiasm can then be brought back to reality, et cetera. So I think the story is yet to be told for ARDS and the optimal oxygen strategy. For me, I think right now it's that 94-95% range, avoid hypoxemia, and try not to go to 100% unnecessarily.
Editor's commentary.
In this moderate-sized trial of patients with early ARDS, a very conservative oxygen strategy appeared to cause more harm than a more liberal oxygen approach. Remember that neither strategy targeted O2 sats of 100%. The best available evidence now seems to show that a target oxygenation saturation of 94 to 96% is optimal in patients with ARDS.